Judith Miller, a Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter for The New York Times, is spending a second night in jail. She refused to identify her confidential source. Time magazine's Matthew Cooper did agree to testify, but now attention is shifting to a top presidential advisor who may well have been Cooper's source. NPR's David Folkenflik has the story.
New York Times executive editor Bill Keller said Miller's refusal to name her source honored a long journalistic tradition.
Look, we're standing on a principle here. Judy is standing on a principle, and my job as her editor is to stand behind her.
Special Prosecutor Patrick Fitzgerald is investigating the disclosure of CIA agent Valerie Plame's identity to columnist Robert Novak and other journalists 2 summers ago. The knowing revelation of an undercover intelligence agent by a government official could be a crime. Deborah Daniels served as Assistant U.S. Attorney General under President Bush until last winter. She says prosecutors should only seek to get information from reporters in rare cases, but this is one of them.
No matter what balancing test you use, the government has met it. The evidence was essential to the investigation. It was unavailable from any other source, and it was necessary to remedy a serious breach of the public trust.
Miller's time in a jail in suburban Virginia could last until Fitzgerald's grand jury expires in October. Miller never wrote about Plame, but Cooper did, describing the leak as part of the Bush administration's apparent strategy to discredit Plame's husband, former Ambassador Joseph Wilson. He was a critic of President Bush. Last week, Time Inc.'s editor-in-chief Norman Perlstein sent Cooper's notes to prosecutors, despite the reporter's objections. Perlstein said the media is not above the law. The documents revealed Cooper's source and the substance of his reporting. Cooper looked grim on the courthouse steps yesterday. He said he would have continued to protect the source's identity, but he received that source's permission to cooperate with the prosecutor. Yet he said he took no solace from his reprieve.
It is a sad time when two journalists who were simply doing their jobs and trying to keep confidences and report important stories face the prospect of going to prison for keeping those confidences.
In court, Judge Thomas Hogan said if reporters can decide which laws to observe, quote, we have a very slippery slope and can descend into anarchy. Prosecutor Fitzgerald made clear he believed the source's anonymity is not protecting a whistleblower, but someone who committed an act of political revenge. In court papers, Fitzgerald said he was focusing his investigation on a single source who has already waived confidentiality. The Times is reporting that Cooper's source was Karl Rove, the influential deputy White House chief of staff. Rove and Louis Libby, the vice president's chief of staff, both signed waivers releasing reporters from promises of confidentiality. Cooper has already testified about Libby with his express permission. In 2003, White House spokesman Scott McClellan said it was, quote, ridiculous to think Rove leaked Plame's identity and flatly denied Rove was involved. The White House now declines to comment, pointing to the inquiry. Robert Luskin, Rove's lawyer, tells NPR that Cooper did call Rove at the time of the Plame revelation back in 2003, but he wouldn't characterize the conversation. Luskin says Rove didn't disclose Plame's identity to anyone, but he wouldn't rule out whether Rove had ever talked about Plame to reporters. That leaves open the possibility Rove was a source for Cooper. Later this summer, a Senate committee may call Fitzgerald, Miller, and Cooper to testify about possible federal legislation to shield reporters. David Folkenflik, NPR News, Washington.